Now, Manchester is the most diverse local authority in the Northwest, followed by Blackburn with Darwin, Oldham and Preston. That's according to a new report from Manchester University. The report also claims white Britons are now a minority in Leicester, Luton and Slough. The team of researchers from the university's Centre on Dynamics of Ethnicity say towns and cities labelled by politicians as segregated are in reality the most diverse. Dr. Stephen Jivaraj is a researcher and co-author of the study, and he joins me on the line now to tell us more. Good evening.
Good evening, Sanat.
So, actually, first question really, Stephen, is what did you make of Eric Pickle's comments there about English?
Well, I think it's hard to argue against wanting people to speak English, but to kind of correct some of the statistics that he quoted, the 2011 census data shows that 5% of households in England and Wales include no one that speaks English as their main language. But data from surveys actually shows that the majority of people who don't speak English as their main language in the UK don't have a problem speaking English. We'll know more about languages spoken and the ability to speak English when more data is released from the census later this year.
Right, so that's going to come later on this year. No doubt the debate will continue around that, I suppose. But let's get back to your report, which shows that Manchester, Blackburn and Oldham are the most diverse local authorities in the North West. So what does this mean, then?
Well, our study looked at plural towns and cities, which are areas that are so ethnically mixed that no one group is in the majority. We also measured the level of diversity in all towns and cities in England and Wales. And as you pointed out, what we found from the 2011 census is that no one ethnic group is in the majority in most London boroughs, as well as Slough, Luton and Leicester. But despite this increased ethnic diversity, our towns and cities are not becoming any less British, because more people said in 2011 that they had a British national identity than said they had a white British ethnic identity. For example, in Manchester, 60% of the population said they had a white British ethnic identity, while more than 80% said they had a British national identity. And so Manchester is a very diverse district, with 40% of the population made up of a mix of people with Pakistani, African, Chinese, Indian and other ethnic identities. In fact, more than 1,000 residents are in 17 of the 18 ethnic groups measured in the census in Manchester.
So does increased diversity mean communities are becoming more integrated?
Well, integration is a confused concept, and it can mean very different things to different people. But if we think about residential segregation, so where people live, as you've also pointed out, we find that areas that are often labelled as the most segregated by politicians are in fact the most diverse. Our research suggests that there has been a process of accelerated dispersal of ethnic minorities in the last 10 years. What this means is that ethnic minorities are moving away from those areas where they or their parents initially settled as immigrants. And we know that this is the case because there has been decreased residential segregation since 2001, and because ethnic minority groups are growing faster in areas where they're least represented. For example, in Stockport and in Trafford, the Pakistani ethnic group has doubled in size since 2001, which will be in part a consequence of people moving from areas like Manchester towards more suburban areas.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting actually, because you say that, because we've seen, you know, movement of communities, say from Salford, and now they're a little bit more affluent, they've moved to the outskirts, you know, Hell Barnes, Cheadle, those sort of areas. So I suppose there's obviously some truth to the research there. Stephen, what does this mean for local government policies then? Will they use this data for their benefit?
Well, certainly so, but these trends haven't happened overnight, and local authorities will already be aware of the broad makeup of their residents through the uptake of local services. But they will realise the importance of ethnic diversity in terms of preferences for things like housing size, for the types of school meals that they provide, for care for the elderly, for cultural facilities, funeral services, as well as many other local services.
And what does the future look like for the North West then, Manchester and Lancashire?
Well, I think we can expect diversity to increase in many of our towns and cities, but it's likely that diversity will increase at a faster rate in the more suburban and rural areas, where the presence of ethnic minorities is currently least felt. And this is because as people age and progress through their careers, they'll be more likely to seek suburban houses in places like Cheadle. And we know that from existing research that ethnic minorities don't favour places where they're segregated or only surrounded by people in their own ethnic group. And what people across all ethnic groups prefer are things like safe neighbourhoods with good schools. And I think these are things that we should be trying to ensure for everyone.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting, actually, because let's take Blackburn, for example, and I know you're probably not going to be familiar with every little place there, but there's an area called Whalley Range, and people are quite comfortable living within their own community. It's a heavily Asian populated area because they have mosques there, there's religious schools there, and it's a safe place to be. Everything's provided. The schools are, you know, top of the league, and they can have their Islamic education. So do you think people will actually realistically move away from that? Can you see it happening?
Well, I'm sure if you kind of paint a picture like that, it might not be the case that people would want to leave from that community. But in other places, we are generally seeing a trend of movement away from more urban areas. So in the case of a kind of urban centre like Manchester, we're seeing, as you've kind of also described, a process of people moving away from those areas. And this really transcends all ethnic groups. It's not ethnically specific at all. But I guess in certain communities where they are happy with their area, it's probably hard to argue that they probably would move away from those places.
Well, it's a fascinating research there. Well, thank you very much for joining us. That's Dr. Stephen Jivraj.